Tell me about the Taylor Park Vegetation Management Project.
In 2018, the Forest Service came to the public with a proposal for a large logging project in Taylor Park in Gunnison County. And the focus of that was ostensibly for mistletoe eradication. Mistletoe is a naturally occurring organism in lodgepole forests, but is seen as counterproductive to timber volume by the agency. So this raised some red flags at our organization, especially the road mileage that would be needed. Also, impacts to lynx habitat in the area, some pretty big clear cuts, all in all added up to a project that was large and likely to have some significant impacts.
The scope of the project has been reduced because of your efforts and also those of the Center for Biological Diversity, which is a nonprofit, and the independent consultant Rocky Smith. What does that process look like when conservation groups take on the Forest Service or other similar agencies?
NEPA is the National Environmental Policy Act, and in very much a nutshell, every project on public lands by law is required to go through a public process that includes public comments, environmental assessments. It's kind of the process to which the public is given a voice in decision-making affecting public lands. Near the end of the process, the Forest Service upped the acreage to about 29,000 acres. And our organization, Center for Biological Diversity and Rocky Smith, jointly filed an administrative objection to this, which is really our last bite at the apple, short of litigation, to influence the final decision. And we won on that point. And the Forest Service agreed that they had not done the legally required NEPA analysis to support that acreage expansion to 29,000 acres, and they reduced that by about half. And they also incorporated about 4,000 acres of prescribed fire, which our organization is generally supportive of prescribed fire as a management tool on the landscape.
Are there any things working in your favor when advocacy groups navigate the landscape of taking on these sorts of proposals?
It's good to have an engaged public, and that was the case here with the Taylor Park project. Pretty early on, the communities in and around Taylor Park were made aware of this and expressed concern and also expressed some support. There's a lot of folks who support this in support of the initial proposal, but having public engagement is key, and Taylor Park being an increasingly popular landscape. This came to the attention of a lot of people. So right off the bat, you had a level of participation from the community that you don't always see in similar projects. And I think that's one of the roles that conservation groups and the public can play is pointing out to the Forest Service things that might not have been considered, advocating for consideration of issues and impacts that just hadn't been done, and we won on that point for this project.